The acting head of the non-communicable diseases of the Ghana Health Services, Dennis Okanse, says cervical cancer is one of the leading cancer deaths among women in Ghana. He said more than 3,000 women develop cervical cancer every year, and half of the number die. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Okanse said it is against this backdrop that the service has introduced a project to vaccinate teenage girls who are not sexually active yet. He said the vaccines are available at the Ridge and Kolebu teaching hospitals in Accra. He spoke to George Ankra.
Cervical cancer is one of the cancers that affect women globally, and Ghana, being part of the world, fortunately is not an exception. In fact, cervical cancer happens to be the leading cancer among women in Ghana. We have an estimated about 3,000 women developing cervical cancer every year. And unfortunately, about half of these end in death. So Ghana as a country, the government of Ghana, in its quest to provide this form of intervention, piloted the HPV vaccine in some few districts in Ghana, some districts in northern region, some districts in central region, and also in greater Accra region. There's also the vaccine, that is HPV vaccine, that is given to women to protect them. But here, the strategy is that you want to protect the woman before the woman is exposed to the HPV virus. So we usually will give this vaccine to girls who have not become sexually active yet. So in practice, usually girls between 9 to 13 years or sometimes 9 to 15 years are those given this vaccine. So the idea is that you want to give them this vaccine to provide the necessary protection against the HPV virus before these girls become sexually active and then get exposed. So by the time they become sexually active, hopefully they are protected. After the piloting, government has taken steps to do the costing of how much need to spend in order to provide this vaccine to the entire eligible girls in the country.
Mr. Okanse explained that indiscriminate sexual activities are the main cause of the cervical infection, which degenerates into cancerous cells if not detected early.
The good thing about cervical cancer is that there's opportunity for intervention. What do I mean by opportunity for intervention? There are some predisposing factors, or there are certain things that makes one to be more at risk of developing cervical cancer. One of them is having multiple sexual partners. And in this also, there is an agent or a germ, or let me say a virus, which infects most women and predisposes women to developing cancer. This virus is called HPV virus, human papilloma virus. More often than not, this virus is like the way we develop cold, and your immune system is able to fight the cold and so recover. Most women will get this HPV virus in their system, but their immune system will clear it on its own. But a few are unable to clear or fight the virus. And when that happens, the virus, when it persists, sometimes it can progress to one developing cancer. So what happens is that apart from lifestyle, that is minimizing multiple sexual partners or avoiding risky sexual behavior, so that is where the focus usually is. There are other things that come into play. Like I said, the virus, most women will get the virus, but on their own they'll be able to fight it. So if for one reason or the other your immune system goes down, maybe infection that has persisted for a long time, or people who may have, let's say, HIV, or they'll be taking some medicines. So let's say sometimes some of these contraceptives, or we call them corticosteroids, some medicines will suppress your immune system. Some of these things go a long way to suppress your immune system, so then you are more at risk of getting infected.